Commentator Deborah Jarvis has been counseling sick and dying people for nearly 20 years. Now, she mostly works in hospitals and clinics, but when she was a hospice spiritual counselor, she got to see people at home.
I visited Addie Brown for 3 months. I usually came in the afternoon, and her three grandchildren were always there. After school, they came to her house and stayed with her until their mother picked them up after work. Addie's bed was in the living room so she could be part of the wildness, as she would say. Even after she got too weak to make cookies or sing and play piano, she would still read stories or watch TV with her grandkids. I thought this was great, but her daughter told me that this was not a popular decision. Her next-door neighbor thinks I'm taking advantage of Mom. She said the children shouldn't see their grandmother like this. She rolled her eyes. What does like this mean? Mom's getting weaker and thinner, but I think she's even more beautiful. I had to agree. As Addie's body wasted away, she seemed more spirited than ever. I am so blessed, she said. I have these wonderful wild things running around and taking care of me. Her eldest grandchild, Tess, who was 11, combed and braided Addie's hair and painted her fingernails sparkly blue. Looks like I'm already dead, Addie said, smiling and surveying her manicure. Yeah, you're right, I said, except for the sparkle. Shauna, at 8, was shy and liked to cuddle with Addie, running her plastic ponies up and down the blankets, neighing and snorting, whispering some secret narrative. Glennie, at 5, was a small tornado. He laid car tracks all over the house, played Nerf baseball in the living room, and pounded on the old upright piano. Every day he climbs up on my bed, Addie told me, and asks me to tell him a story, and I always do. Addie was in a coma for about 24 hours before she died. The hospice nurse and I arrived about half an hour later, and as usual, her grandkids were there, but this time they were quietly playing together. So I sat down on the carpet with them. Shauna had her horses lying down in a circle. What's happening with your horses, Shauna? Oh, she said, stroking one that had a real mane and tail. This is what horses do when they're sad. And then, suddenly, as if he couldn't stay still a moment longer, Glennie jumped up. As he had done every day for months, he climbed up on Addie's bed. Grandma, he said softly. Nobody moved or said a word. What if it was really a mistake to let him witness his grandmother's death? Then he climbed right on top Addie's body, straddled her chest, and leaned forward. He lifted up her eyelid and looked directly into her eye. Grandma, are you in there? He paused for a moment and then turned to us with a small grin on his face and said, she's not in there. We all smiled back and nodded. And then with the certainty of a 5-year-old, he climbed down and said, okay.
Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance.